News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Labour Party has called for an urgent and comprehensive response to securing and growing creative spaces in Dublin and across the country. The party is claiming that culture cannot compete with capitalism. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Irma McLaughlin, who's the Interim Director of Performing Arts Forum of Ireland. Irma, do you agree?
I do. Thanks so much, Ciara. I do. I suppose it's interesting to point out, first of all, that earning as a living as an artist in Ireland is fraught, and indeed around the world, is fraught with challenges, including low pay, long working hours, poor working conditions, minimal benefit and a lack of pension provision, etc. And with the housing crisis, childcare and healthcare becoming increasingly unaffordable, it's getting tougher all the time. But I suppose what we also have now in our cities around the country is a really, it's really difficult to find space to work in. And I think that's what the Labour Party is calling for. And it was a really interesting meeting to attend last night, to be there with, I mean, a lot of visual artists and also artists working in different art forms as well, talking about the dearth and lack of work.
Can I just put a counter argument to you that maybe there's never been such a good time to be an artist, because it's always ever been thus. Artists were always penniless, often only, I suppose, recognised after their death, you know, operating out of little garrets and attics and all sorts of tiny little places. And there was never any, if you wanted to earn money, you wouldn't go into the arts. But also now we have things like basic universal income that many artists are benefiting from currently to actually facilitate things like this. So maybe this is one of the better times to be an artist, no?
I think things have definitely improved from the time that you're referring to, but it's still really tough and it's a really precarious career to go into, which is meaning that we have lost, particularly after COVID, we did lose a lot of people out of our sector who were attracted to the corporates or to film, etc. We've lost a lot of people in roles like crew, technical, marketing, etc. And it's just very difficult. It's especially difficult when you're kind of going in a kind of a gig economy type way, yeah, going from project to project. Basic income for the arts is a pilot and it's a wonderful thing. It's something that Ireland should be really proud of, and we genuinely need to retain and extend that. It's currently in pilot stage with 2,000 artists benefiting. They receive €320 a week, but it is a taxable income. So it's allowing them some sort of security, I suppose.
I suppose what I'm wondering to myself, Irma, is there has always been, you know, historically the case that either artists, if they were going to be able to operate in sort of metropolitan centres, would have things like patrons. That's how the rich people who kind of funded them. But other than that, artists kind of colonies grew up on the periphery of things because artists didn't generate money. So and those kind of vibrant artistic communities existed on the edge of cities, on the edge of Paris or the edge of London or the edge of wherever. You know, is it reasonable, I suppose, to think that, and I think government does fund obviously the Arts Council and, as I said, basic income and things like that now, but is it reasonable to think that art should be able to compete with, for sort of floor space with the likes of Google or whoever is paying for that in our cities now? You know, is it not always that you guys should and would be looking at different areas to sort of create artistic spaces?
I think it's really reasonable, actually, because I think in a lot of cases you'll find that artists were the vanguards for, you know, locations becoming, I mean, one of the things that's really
cool,
I suppose,
places cropped up around you is what I'm kind of thinking.
One of the places that's put Dublin on the map is what a rich and fabulous cultural landscape that we've developed over a long time. And I think that, you know, having spaces to make art, to see art, really add to the vibrancy of any city. We can see that around the world. That's the first thing we want to do when we go travelling, I think. And spaces for making art, they're vital for any city's vitality, economy, community cohesion, education, well-being, all of those things. They're also really important in terms of the capacity for innovation and social change. So they're really important to have in any city.
So I suppose
it's definitely the kind of city I want to live in.
Yeah. And so lastly, is it funding you're looking for?
I think we're looking for lots of things. We need a lot more. We need help basically with dialoguing with the landowners and with the developers. There's a huge amount of vacant space in Dublin City Centre that really could be harnessed. There's also this, Dublin City Council now have this 5% requirement with any development that's been built that it has to have 5% use for cultural use. So I think that we need some, we need help with dialoguing with landowners. We need possibly a body that could work for us. That was one of the things that was being suggested last night, some sort of culture infrastructure company that could help us work with developers and with communities to really harness what's possible for everybody.
Thank you for coming in and highlighting it all with us this morning. It's very interesting. That is Irma McLaughlin, Interim Director of Performing Arts Forum Ireland. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.